This is the McIntosh County Academy Buccaneers Coaches Show with head coach Tony Glazer on the Bishop Media Sports Network. Brought to you by Action Heating and Air, Darien Pharmacy, Southern Hardware, and by Summit Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery. And now, here's your host, Kenny Palmer.
Welcome to the McIntosh County Academy Show with head coach Tony Glazer on the Bishop Media Sports Network. I'm Kenny Palmer. This segment of the Buccaneers Coaches Show is sponsored by Summit Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery, Southern Hardware, Darien Pharmacy, Action Heating and Air, and now joining us, the head coach of the MCA Buccaneers, Tony Glazer. Coach, first of all, I want congratulations on your first win of the season and the way you come from behind to win that ball game, Coach. It was exciting for you and your team.
It was. You know, just the kind of the justification for our kids. I mean, it's been a tough season for them. Just, you know, to see the looks on their face and excitement and, you know, just to get that win Friday night was huge for them. And like, you know, we tell those guys every day, you know, we're working like a team who has won more than one game. We're working like a team that we haven't changed anything we've done. Mm-hmm. Regardless of win or loss, we're doing the same exact things I told them. You know, we're working hard enough to win multiple games. We just haven't been fortunate enough to do it. So just to see them on Friday, just kind of get the monkey off the back, I think, was kind of the expression.
Yes. Well, Coach, you know, being down 21-6, nothing to play for, how did the guys come out so fired up that second half there, Coach?
You know, I guess it just shows their character. I mean, we kind of went in at a half, and, you know, we talked about it. We made a few adjustments offensively and defensively. And we just talked about, you know, everything the first half that could have gone wrong didn't go wrong. I mean, you know, between the field position, the penalties, you know, we had quite a few big plays going back. And, of course, you know, we had a little bit of motivation speaking at halftime, kind of a little character check and a little gut check, you know, I think. And, you know, as coaches, we said some stuff, and some of the older kids said some stuff. It just shows, you know, the character of our kids, the fact that, you know, like you said, they have nothing to play for.
Right.
Other than what we told them all week, each other and trying to get that win. They played for each other, and they got that win that second half.
And, Coach, that was great for your seniors. You know, guys like Johnny Cumming, Nick Carter, these seniors coaching, they work their butt off. These guys bring it every Friday night. And to get that first winner for them, just like today, man, I saw Johnny. He was like, Mr. Kennedy, we got it, man, we got it. You know, he was like a kid in a baby show, Coach, and I know it had to be exciting for y'all.
It was, you know, and the way we did it, too. I mean, I would have much rather a game went that way. You know, obviously, you'd say, oh, it'd be nice to, you know, beat them 59-0 decisively. But the way we came out the second half and we literally punished them the second half. We outscored them 32-0.
Wow.
And it could have been worse if the game kept going on because we scored every possession, and I think they had three first downs the second half.
Man.
I mean, just it was just a complete Jekyll and Hyde total team effort. The second half, we just changed from the first half. You know, but we've done that throughout the season. Bits and pieces, we look like a very hard-hitting football team who, when we get in front of the chains, we can move the football. And Friday night, we avoid penalties the second half. We played hard-nosed defense. And our running backs got going Friday night, too.
Wow. And, Coach, you know, we talked about this a lot. You know, this don't quit, come out and play, playing a complete ball game. We didn't play a complete ball game, but that second half, man, it really shows what this Buccaneer program capable of being.
Yeah, definitely. You know, like you said, the first half was just, it wasn't a good half for us. And you could say we came out slowly or, you know, the penalties or maybe they just played some good football. I don't know what it was, but I know the second half, we hit much harder, we came off the ball harder, and holes started to open up.
Yes.
And that lets me know that we played more physical the second half. And that's what it came down to. I mean, you know, when that game ended, we could have played another game.
Yes.
When that game ended for that team, they were done. They were struggling to get up. They were holding themselves. Our guys were ready to keep playing.
Mm. And, Coach, that, you know, that's what we've been preaching all year. You know, you talked about your physical calibration of going in, playing every play hard, not taking no plays off. And you was looking at that from your football team all year, Coach. And that second half, Friday night, they gave it to you. And I knew it had to feel good for you.
It did, you know, because we go into the half, you know, the first half. And just as coaches, you know, you don't want to think negatively. But we're thinking, man, have we packed it in?
Yeah.
You know, but obviously, you know, and it got answered right away, the seriousness in the locker room. You know, we're very attention to detail, sitting down, Coach, what adjustments we need to make.
Mm-hmm.
We made adjustments, you know. They took a butt chewing.
Right.
They took it. They were ready to go. We came out second half, three and out, scored very first play, 83 yards.
Mm.
So I say, when we looked, I remember I turned around and looked and said, we got a ball game now.
We got a ball game. Yes, sir. This is the MCA Coaches Show with head coach Tony Glazer on the Bishop Media Sports Network. You know, Coach, I knew it was a long ride. I bet you it was a happy ride back home. You know, you're going out there and did what you did that second half. Your team was excited about the win. You know, I didn't go to the ball game, but I keep calling people. Give me the score. Oh, 21-6 at the half. I told my wife, man, this don't look like we're going to get this one. Then I called somebody back in the third quarter. They said, Mr. Kennedy, we look like a different totally football team. I don't know what coach did that half, but he needed to put it in a bottle and save it for Friday night. But you, like you say, Coach, I believe the kids bought into what you were selling to them. And all that hard work finally played on Friday night.
It is, and it's kind of been, like I said, you know, bits and pieces all year. We've looked good at times, but not consistently. In the second half, we were very consistent in what we were doing. We held on to the ball. We were able to run the ball. Backs were making great runs. Linemen were opening up holes. We were getting some downfield blocking from receivers, stuff we haven't got all year.
Wow,
You know, defensively, Isaiah Jason made a great interception, you know, to give us the lead and get down there. We scored a couple plays later. But just little things in the game in the first half, they didn't go our way. The second half, they did.
Yes.
And if you look at our games, I mean, there, you know, just to name a few, the Brantley, Claxton. And the Country Day game, we were a turnover mistake away from getting up on them and finishing them. But we just weren't able to do it. So what this shows me on Friday is that we've grown a lot.
Right.
What it shows me as a team, we've grown a lot. Like you said, the kids are buying in. They're still working their tails off. And we've had a great week so far this week.
And, Tony, you know, I've been out to practice today just looking. Man, you're 1-8. I mean, what you got to play for Friday night? But you out there preaching, guys. We got to work. Guys, we got to do this. And that's going to carry over for the rest of Friday night and the next year of coaching. That's going to jumpstart this football program, and that's what we need, Tony.
Well, that's exactly what I ended the day. I said, guys, you know, we have one or more opportunity to play together. You'll never play with everybody in this huddle together. This will be our last opportunity. Today was our last Tuesday. Friday will be our last game. And think about how great it felt on Friday and we got to win.
Yes.
Think about how great it will be this Friday if we can do the same thing. Send those seniors out the right way, they deserve. And then also for the younger guys to go ahead and build momentum into the offseason.
Yes. And, Tony, you know what I like, man? What I really, really like about your program and your coaches and do it. Just watch all every practice. Y'all work hard. You're constantly teaching, getting guys in position. Guys, look, I don't care what the record is. We are a better football team than what our record indicate because we have played some tough opponents this year, Tony. I believe we had one of the toughest schedules on our this year ahead than we ever had in McAdams County history.
I would agree. I mean, like I said, when they did the regions by classification, our region was by far the hardest.
Yes.
And so you're saying our region game is the hardest, but then you look at non-region, and we're playing a 6A Brunswick.
Oh, my God.
An undefeated Triple A Pierce County team, and then a Brantley County team that's much improved.
Solid, much
but,
improved.
But, you know, you talk about Pierce County, I mean, that team's going to be playing football probably well into Thanksgiving.
They're loaded.
And we had to open the season with them.
Wow,
and now Brunswick was down for their standards, but still – they were a good football team for 6A. They were huge. They had 100 kids.
Yes.
And when you're already in the toughest region and then you play those guys, that makes it tough.
You know, Coach, when they was putting the schedule together before you and me got here, I asked these guys, are y'all crazy? The man, what you giving this new coach? What kind of schedule y'all giving this man? Mr. Kennedy, we got to play the game. But you know, Tony, even the schedule we had, your guys can hold your head up, Tony. We had a hell of a year this year. Even though it didn't indicate on our record, but you should be proud of your football team.
I mean, I'm very proud of everything we've been able to accomplish this year. Obviously, we'd love a little more satisfaction with some wins. But other than the first half of the Savannah Christian game, I've been proud of the effort we've got every day, every Friday night. And then practice. I mean, we've been practicing. You know, we went through some skunks early in the season. But lately, I mean, we've been practicing at a top level the way we need to be done. I mean, our kids are starting to get where – we stay on schedule. You know, as you mentioned, the teachers, the coaches are teaching. We're lining up and running plays.
Yes.
We're stopping. Coaches are coaching. The kid, but here's the difference. Early on, the kids wouldn't let us just coach.
Right.
We're having to coach effort. We're having to coach attitudes. We're now, we can just coach football, which is what we want to do because, like you mentioned, the guys are buying into what we're doing.
Yes. More to come on the Buccaneers Coaches Show on the Bishop Media Sports Network. Right now, these words from our sponsors.
In life and in sports, you need a winning strategy to be successful. Hi, I'm Dr. Denny Carter. At Summit Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery, our strategy is to treat orthopedic injuries safely and effectively so you can return to your activities quickly. Find us on the field or in the neighborhood with convenient locations in Brunswick, St. Mary's, and St. Simons Island. We offer same-day emergency appointments and the resources of Southeast Georgia Health System. Call 1-855-ASK-SGHS. That's 855-275-7447 or visit sghs.org.
If you need it, Southern Hardware has it. From mowers to trailers to case knives, you will find it all at Southern Hardware. Locally owned and operated since 87. Right now, you will find the lowest prices of the year on Gravely Fleet mowers. Southern Hardware is the leading volume dealer for all Gravely products. Southern Hardware, 3305 U.S. Highway 82, SouthernHardwareInc.com, 912-267-7992.
Welcome back to the McIntosh County Academy Coaches Show with Head Coach Tony Glazer on the Bishop Media Sports Network. I'm Kenny Palmer. This segment brought to you by Summit Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery, Southern Hardware, and by the Action Heating and Air. Coach, we are back on the air now. You know, we were just talking about some of the kids that you lost during the injuries and some of the tougher region games we had during the season. Maybe by having these kids, Coach, it could have been 2 or 3 more wins. But we can't worry about if, and, and might. You always say the next man have to be up and be ready to play. But it sure makes a difference when you got your better athletes on the field.
It does. It does, especially being a smaller school. It'd be different if we had 100 kids.
Mm-hmm.
Being a smaller school, and then, you know, we always preach ourselves on next man up, having guys,
yes.
You know, we preach the coaches, have guys ready to play when their number's called. And they've done a great job this year, but also – as a team, you're always strong when you're whole.
Oh, yeah.
And some of the guys that we had lost, you know, losing Josh Amberson during the middle of the season, I mean, he makes all the defensive calls.
Mm-hmm. Right.
And you put him, a guy like him out there against Country Day, where we had opportunity to win that game.
Yes.
Brantley County had opportunity to win the game.
Yes.
I feel like a kid like that, along with a couple of owners we're missing, may have made a difference.
Makes a difference. And then, but you know, Tony, like you say, these guys came out that second half. And man, oh man, Tony, I believe they put their big boy britches on. And I think, Tony, they were amazed what they did themselves because they had to be. You know, you're down 21-6, like I stated earlier. Nothing to play for, Tony. They could have just packed it up and said, man, let's go home. What are we going to try to come back in this thing for? But I'm glad as coaches, you guys didn't let that happen.
Yeah, I mean, it was kind of one of those things, you know, the first half. Portal scored 21. They could do no wrong. They made us look bad. We couldn't stop anything.
Yes.
And on offense, we couldn't move the ball at all.
Yes.
Defense, I mean, excuse me, the second half, they couldn't move the ball.
They couldn't move the ball.
And they couldn't stop us. We scored literally every single possession in the second half, which is
32 points that second
unanswered.
Half, Tony. 32 unanswered points.
And running the football. We threw 5 passes all night.
Well,
we ran the football right down their throats.
How much yards did you have on the ground there, Tony?
We had 320 yards on the ground.
Wow, that's very impressive. Very impressive, 320-something yards. And your offensive line had to have been doing some blocking.
They did. The offensive line was open, some good holes. And between, you know, Johnny Cummins and Isaiah Jason, they ran 42 times, and we had 0 fumbles.
Wow.
Which is, we had great ball security, holes were opening up, the backs were blocking for each other, and it makes a difference.
Very impressive. You know, Tony, but like we said, man, I'm really, really looking to finish this off strong Friday night, coming back. As soon as it's over Friday night, get them jokers back in the weight room next week, you know, on your time doing school, summer, getting ready for spring football, summer workout, and all this stuff, Tony. It's right here, buddy. The season will be back here before you know it again.
Oh, yeah. I mean, it's like, you know, we lift every day now, but you lift different in season from out of season.
Yes.
Just because the gruel these kids take on Friday through the weekend, it's just, you got to have healthy bodies on Friday night.
Yes.
And, you know, I was talking to a couple of kids today who had told me, you know, they wanted to play football next year.
Right.
And I told them today, I said, well, football starts in 2 weeks.
In 2 weeks.
What do you mean? I said, well, next year starts in 2 weeks.
Yes, sir.
That's the mindset we got to have. And, you know,
sir.
I've already had, you know, 10 different kids come up to me and say, Coach, I want to play football next year. What
very
I need
good.
To do?
Very
I said,
good.
Well, in a week and a half, 2 weeks,
yeah.
You better be ready to rock and roll because we're about to turn this thing up.
Yes, sir.
And I told them, if you want to play, you better show me in that weight room you want to
yes,
play.
Yes, sir. And, Tony, the weight room, like you say, from day one when you came here, and the outlook of our kids right now and direction, some, I look at our line today, Tony. Man, you got some huge, big, strong boys. We had a bunch of little puny kids when you first came here. But I look at the Will Riles, the what's the number one there?
Miles Woods.
Just looking at the way these kids are developing, Tony. How strong they look and how big they've been getting. And all that comes from their weight room.
It does. You know, it's kind of one of those things when I came here, that was the big thing I was preaching, you know. We weren't going to get outworked.
Yes.
We couldn't promise wins.
Right.
We were not going to get outworked. We were going to be organized, and we were going to hit that weight room.
Yes.
And I feel like we have done. I mean, we've had guys bench presses go up 45, 50 pounds
in
4 months, which is unheard of because those kids were lifting weights before I got here. It's not like they weren't lifting weights.
Right.
It's just, I don't know what the difference is, but some of them, like I said, are just flying up.
Sure.
And, you know, we're trying to get, and a lot of them are younger.
Wow.
So they're going to get bigger and stronger, and we're just trying to gear toward next year where we can be a hopefully a physical football team on that we look the part in uniforms. Yes. Tired of, you know, saying, look at them, they look good. We want people to say, hey, McIntosh looks good in those uniforms.
That's right. You listen to the MTA Culture Show and the Bishop Media Sports Network. You know, Tony, we are laughing about it and talking about, you know, how puny our guys look this year. And, man, you know, on Friday night when we came out, and I look at some of the other schools, me and Lanasse and Mr. Webster said, man, we are small. But as the season progressive, Tony, hey, we start to fill those uniforms out a little bit. And I'm really looking to next year. With the WIR program this year starting right off after the season, bam, I'm looking to see all these Buccaneers go look in these uniforms next year. And it's exciting.
Oh, absolutely. I mean, anytime, you know, from me, you know, me coaching football as long as I've coached, you see your most growth between January and May. Right. I wasn't here then.
No.
I mean, we got good growth this summer. We're maintaining now and still increasing. Yes. But January is the time you really can turn it on because it's the winter, it's cold, you don't have to worry about the heat.
That's right.
And the bugs, and the kids are here during the day.
Yes.
You really can turn up another notch. It's not like the summer where, you know, where you're trying to make sure they get here and it's hot. You can't overwork them.
Right.
Wintertime, you can overwork them now.
You can work them,
because the weather's different. It's a different mindset. They don't have to go to football practice that afternoon, or you're not trying to do football after that.
Right.
So I'm hoping that, you know, we'll see, continue to see those results.
Yes, and you know, Tony, like you said, man, from a ninth grader to a 12th grader, it makes a big difference on Friday night. A little 150-pound guy trying to block a big 200-something-pound fullback. It's tough, man, to do that. A little 155-pound guy to tackle a 248-pound fullback for four quarters. You're going to get way down if you're not physically strong enough. But we can see. Our little guy, Jonathan Jason, man, I would love to see him. I would love to see Isaiah, man, just develop and be that little full man he can be. Man, he would be a monster.
You know, it's like I tell him now. I said, you know, look at what you weigh now, and you're still able to make the impact you're getting now. What would you do if you could carry an extra 25-30 pounds?
Man.
And we'll keep working the speed. I mean, because he's in 10th grade, but he's young. He just turned 15.
Just turned, man.
He's young. He's a baby.
Yes.
You think about it like that. And, you know, you get him in that weight room and get him on that speed train, he'd be a different player come next year.
Yes, sir.
He'll be a different player next year. And like you mentioned, with who we play, we have no choice.
No, sir.
In South Georgia and the region we're in,
yes,
football is a year-long sport.
Yes, sir. Man.
Weight training is a year-long sport.
Sir.
And if you want to be compete and win,
yes,
which we do, we
yes
all want to
yes
do.
Yes, yes.
And we've got to put the work in.
Well, yeah, Johnny, you know, Tony, when you play in the Cavalry, Savannah Christian, Country Day, these guys put the work in.
Oh,
you can tell the way they look in the uniforms on a Friday night. And they're fast. They're big and strong. So if you're going to compete with them, you got to hit that weight room, Tony. But I've been out here to see y'all work in the weight room, and I can see the difference than these little guys when you first came here and what they is today, Tony. And that weight room makes all the difference in the world.
It does. I mean, you, like you said, you're God-given how tall you are.
Yes.
But you can get as strong as you want.
Oh, yes, sir.
You can put on weight. You can get a little bit faster if you put the work in.
Yes.
And, you know, and then you get, once you get stronger, you get a little more confident.
Sure.
You start playing a little bit harder, too, because
yes,
now
sir
you're like, you know what?
Right.
I'm pretty strong. I can handle myself. Now, where before you kind of shy back a little bit.
Sure.
But confidence breeds winners more than anything. The way you get confidence.
Yes, it
by
does
getting stronger. And like you mentioned, looking right better in that uniform, you ooh generally play better than what
yes
you look
yes, sir. And Tony, you know, like, you know, next year with the Josh Amoses and the guys you got coming back, man, I look at that offensive line, Coach Tony, that kid number 75, man, he is huge. But if he falls out and Big Stanley and really, really get their potential and know what they're capable of doing, look out the rest of the region. The Buccaneers going to be tough.
I mean, you look at it, we're going to be bringing back
yes
9 starters on offense.
Wow.
And technically, you say we'll bring back 9 starters on defense, but we generally play about 16 guys on defense.
Yes.
And only 2 of them are seniors.
Wow.
So we have the opportunity to be much better next year.
Yes.
In terms of how much better we are is going to depend on what type of work
right
we put in this offseason. Yeah.
Yes, sir.
We know we have the same schedule.
Yes.
Things aren't getting easier.
No, sir.
And those teams we play are quality football pros, and they're going to work their tails
sure
on the offseason.
Sure.
We know that.
Sure.
But we've got to catch up.
Oh, yeah.
And we know what's ahead of us, and the kids want to be great.
Yes.
And we're going to work them to see how great they want to be.
Okay. We'll be right back to the Buccaneers Coaches Show with head coach Tony Glazer on the Bishop Media Sports Network.
In South Georgia, it's hot, and nothing is worse than not having an AC unit. That doesn't cut the mustard. Action Heating and Air is here to help, servicing McIntosh, Glenn, and surrounding counties since 1991. On call for you 24/7. And when it does cool off, Action Heating and Air can get your unit winter ready in a snap. Financing available. Action Heating and Air, 265-3008, online at actionac.com, and let's go Bucks!
Darien Pharmacy is your hometown pharmacy in the Bluestein Shopping Center on Highway 17 in Darien. Darien Pharmacy accepts most insurances and offers competitive cash prices. Free delivery to McIntosh and Glynn counties. Look for them on Facebook and on their website, DarienRx.com. Open until 7 p.m. Monday through Friday. Give them a call, 912-437-3784. And let's go Bucks!
Welcome back to the McIntosh County Academy Buccaneers Coaches Show with Head Coach Tony Glizzo on the Bishop Media Sports Network. I'm Kenny Palmer. This segment is brought to you by Darien RX. Tony, we back on the air here, and we got to travel up to Jefferson County, home of Herschel Walker. Last year, Tony, we had that long trip, and we went up there. And those guys were talking a bunch of smack, and we put the beat down on them. Now, Tony, you know they're going to be very angry of us beating them last year, knocking them out of the playoffs, and we got the opportunity to do it again this year. So these guys are going to be ready to play us, Tony. So I know you've been preparation this week, and you've been preaching to the guys. Let's end this thing on a high note. So we're going to have to play our best game of the year to beat these cats on Friday night, Tony.
We're going to have to, you know, just the travel distance, you know, 2.5 hours on a bus is tough to play. And we're going down there trying to end our season with a win.
Yes.
They're playing us with revenge on the mind.
Oh, man.
They're at home.
Yes.
And if they win, they're going to be in the playoffs.
Wow.
So they've got a lot at stake as well. So we know they're going to get – we know that we will get their best game.
Yes.
We've got to be prepared to give our best game to them to give us a chance. And I feel like we're going to go down there and be ready to give them our best game. And I think if we can minimize mistakes and give us a chance, I feel pretty good about the way we're playing now. We're a confident team now.
Right.
So I'm hoping that makes a difference.
Sure. Now, Tony, what kind of offense these cats run?
They go anything from flex bone, wing tee, running, you know, the belly, the counter, the jet, which we've seen the last three weeks. And then they'll spread us out and go empty.
Yeah.
And run jet sweep and throw the ball a little bit. They run a lot of different formations.
Right. Is your quarterback an athlete, Tony? I mean, is he?
They play two of them.
Okay.
One of them's more of a handoff, thrower kind of guy. The other one's more of an athlete runner.
Right.
You know, kind of like what we've seen Friday, the kid who could run a little bit, you know, put the ball in the fullback's belly, run around the corner.
Right.
They got one of those guys as well.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah. And, you know, Tony, we've seen a lot of that this year, you know, because the cat from Claxton, you know, he was a mobile quarterback. And they try to put you right in that old wing tee and do belly-mouth football, counters, traps, all that sort of stuff. And they're going to this team going to do some of that Friday night. But we just got to belly up, man, and put our big boys, bitches boys, and try to dominate the offense and the defensive line.
Exactly. That's what's going to come down to. Offense and defensive line, we have to win in the trenches.
Yeah.
We've got to win at the initial level, which the first half we didn't last week, the second half we were able to. And then on top of that, defensive, we've got to remember our keys because we can't get out of place. You get out of position against a team that runs their offense, they're going to run counter, and everybody's going to be going left, but the running back going right.
Yes, sir.
So it's going to be two guys basically left on it. And if they get sucked in, there's nobody left because we all got to read our reads. And if you don't get there when you get, you know, the fast flow, then they're going to run sweep all day on you.
Mm-hmm.
So it's important that we remember our keys. I'm hoping the fact that, you know, we've seen a similar offense 3 weeks in a row.
Right.
I'm hoping it'll make a difference.
It's going to make a difference. And Tony, like you say, you know, the guys, I mean, Claxton, man, they kind of maintained that quarterback and tied him up all night and kept him there in the box. And we just had a couple of little busted plays, Tony, even against Country Day. We right there. Against Bradley County, we right there. But like you said, now, the kids are – more prepared now, they are faster, they're buying into what you're selling. And Tony, they come out and they're playing a lot better football the last couple of ball games.
They have, and that's kind of one thing going back to last week. We found a way to win.
Mm-hmm.
Whereas a couple times this year, instead of finding a way to win, we almost found a way to lose.
Found a way to lose.
By making mistakes. Not necessarily that they took it from us. We just made mistakes.
Sure.
I mean, Savannah Country Day sends a tight end down the middle of the field. That's a basic football play.
Basic football
play. We just had one guy make a bad mistake, and the bad part, as soon as he threw it, two people hit him.
Yeah.
So it's not like he had all day to throw.
Right.
It was just a simple mistake, which cost us an opportunity to win. And you can't do that against this offense. The way it moves up and down, we've got to, you know, be locked in key-wise. And then offensively, we've got to move the ball, you know, not leave the defense on the field all night. And we didn't do that Friday night, which made a difference, I think, because we had a fresh defense the second half.
And that means a lot, Tony, because like you said, man, your defense has been lights out all year, Tony. And, You know, those guys play their butts off all year. This is the MCA Coaches Show with Tony Glazer on the Bishop Media Sports Network. And like you were saying, Tony, man, I want to send a big shout-out to your defense. They played a great job all year. Our defense have been super, lights out. Offense put us in a bad position sometimes, Tony, but our defense held very good, man. So you should be proud of your defensive ball, the side of the ball this year.
Our defense has came a long way from day one. And the good thing is, like I mentioned earlier, we've been playing 15, 17 guys on defense. It's not like we've just been playing the same 11 guys all year.
Right.
I mean, on Friday night, we played 15 different guys on defense.
Right.
And throughout the year, there's been games we've played up to 17, whether it's injuries, but now we're getting to the point where we have other guys we can rotate in to give us breaks, or maybe a guy didn't do the correct assignment, we want to coach him up. And we're not comfortable enough to put some of these younger kids in.
Right.
I mean, on Friday, I mean, we started three sophomore linebackers.
Wow. Wow.
I mean, that makes a difference.
Yes, sir.
I mean, we started two sophomores in secondary.
Wow.
It makes a difference.
Makes a difference.
That's when you're struggling, that's how you get better.
Hey, that's how you get better. And Tony, like you say, you put them out there in the fire and see what develops, see what happens. All this, Tony, this experience these young guys are getting this year, man, next year it should be lights out. Because, Tony, they will know what to do in these situations. They'll know what play. They'll know what to look for. And they'll be ready to go, Tony.
Yeah, I'm hoping, you know, just talking defense, that we can enhance our playbook a little bit next year. Now, the base systems that we want to run are now in.
Right.
The kids will understand it. So hopefully we can progress a little bit in what we do. And, you know, like you mentioned, the two things I tell the young kids all the time we're getting two things. One, we're getting experience.
Yes.
And two, we're getting that losing feeling that we don't want.
Right.
We don't want to taste those losing feeling next year. So that should be the motivation we need going in the offseason, that, you know, we don't want to come back and go 1-8, 1-9, 2-8, whatever it is next season.
Yes.
That's unacceptable.
No.
So.
And, Tony, you know what I like? I go to a football game on Friday night. I love the big guys. I don't care. You can have the best quarterback, the best running back, but those big guys, offensive and defensive linemen, that's where the ball game is won, Tony. But them Hawks controlling that ball game, and I love to watch them guys work. You know, they don't get the publicity that they should get because, you know, your quarterbacks, your running backs, your receivers, those guys get all the glamour part, but those guys do all the dirty work, Tony. That's where the ball game is won.
Exactly. I mean, they control the line of scrimmage. They dictate the line of scrimmage.
Yes.
I mean, and you want to win the line of scrimmage.
Yes.
You know, if you're offense, you want to have a push. If you're defense, you don't want to give them a push.
No.
And it doesn't matter who your running backs are. If you can't block anybody, you're going nowhere.
Right.
And you could have Ray Lewis at linebacker.
Come on.
But if your nose tackle was getting pushed in your face all night, you ain't going to make no tackles.
You ain't going to make no tackles.
You've got to – that's why – you know, football's the ultimate team game.
Yes.
And when your lines are tough, you generally have a tough football team.
Yes, sir. Because what's happening, Tony – on the defensive side of the ball, if these guys are tying up these linemen, hey, your linebackers can then make the play. They can fill the gaps and make the play. So everybody got to work together.
Exactly.
You know, Tony, congratulations again on your first win Friday night. Hope we can come home with another big win this Friday night, Tony. Y'all can have a good bus ride back home. And I hear you telling the kids somebody's going to come Thursday afternoon and cook for them.
Yeah, the sheriff department's going to come up here and donate some food to have cooked for the boys after school.
And Tony,
right after practice on Thursday.
And Tony,
we appreciate that.
I tell you what, man. Community's been behind you guys, and the community really loves this football team, and we just want to see these guys do well. Try to go out, coach, and get a big win Friday night. Come back home, and let's get ready for next year. This has been, thank you, Coach, for joining us on the McIntosh Academy Coaches Show with Tony Glazer on the Bishop Media Sports Network. I'm Kenny Palmer, and we're signing off.